This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, I hope you are smiling. The week is almost over. It is so close to the Christmas season. It actually is the Christmas season. I'm in a Christmas mood. That's why I keep mentioning it on the show. I'm Mr. Holiday Season now. What do we have on tap for tonight? We're going to start out with a little bit of you voted for this. The Biden campaign has made an announcement about general election debates. I think I see where this is going. We'll talk about that. We're apparently scared to retaliate overseas. The House voted to censure Jamal Bowman. Why we still need a COVID reckoning. Ukraine, this Jamie Dimon stuff. We're paying illegals. Emails, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And maybe most importantly, let me remind you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You know what that means. All 3 hours, I will answer your questions, the questions you email in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. The show belongs to you on Fridays. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, we're going to begin and I think I'll get to this very soon. If not in a couple minutes, in about 10 minutes from now, I'm actually going to praise somebody I don't like. That's very difficult. It's difficult for me, difficult for you. It's just a difficult thing we're going to do. But well, I'll explain in a moment. Before we get to that, and that'll be a little bit of the GOP debate last night, I want to do this. There is something that is very difficult for all people. I know it is difficult for me. Hopefully it's less difficult for you, but this is something every human being struggles with. We struggle with personal accountability. Even if you consider yourself a very personally accountable person, it still hurts and it's a struggle for you, right? Yeah, remember my story I told you about going to college out of high school? For you new listeners, longtime listeners will remember this. After high school, I graduated. Not to brag, I was in the top 2/3 of my class, but I graduated high school. I somehow got accepted into Montana State University, Bozeman, Montana. So I leave my parents' house for the first time ever. I move out. I move into the dorms. I'm now a college student. I got a 0.0 grade average the first semester at Montana State University. I believe that transcript is still up on the website in case you think I'm just doing a bit for radio. That's a true story. Now, obviously, it's funny to look back and joke about that now. I'm a 42-year-old man. I've met with at least a moderate level of success. I've had at least a moderate level of success. So now we look back. It's a funny story. Ha, ha, ha. But at the time, that was very, very difficult for me. At the end of that freshman year, I recovered slightly in the second semester, but it wasn't great. It was C's and D's and stuff like that. But at the end of freshman year, I was struggling. It's actually a big thing that prompted me to join the Marines. Struggling with what? Well, I had encountered a problem that I couldn't possibly blame on anyone else. It's not, oh, it's the coach's fault, it's the professor's fault, it's mom's fault, it's dad's fault, it's my sister's fault, it's the environment, it's a this, it's a that. When you go spend a bunch of money, it's not like I had a scholarship or anything, this was my money, it's thousands of dollars. When you go spend a bunch of money, and thousands of dollars I didn't have, may I point out to you, my folks agreed that they would pay half of my college, so that semester was on me. When you go blow that time and that money, man, you look in the mirror and you don't like what you see. And that hurt me. It hurt me because it's my fault. One of the hardest things about my life, and this is going to come back to politics, just stay with me. One of the hardest things about my life is looking back at all the screw-ups I've done in my 42 years. And I say screw-ups, That's a nice way to say bad things I've done in my life, and they're all my fault. And that sucks, doesn't it? It sucks to think about. It sucks to own our own situation. It does. It sucks. But it's so important that we do. I needed to grow up. So from there, I walked down. I didn't even tell my parents. I didn't even tell my friends. I drove my 1983 Honda Accord down to the mall. That's where all the military recruiters were. There was the Army, and then there was the Navy.
Why are you gay?
And then there was the Marines, and then there was the Air Force, and they were all lined up beside each other in the mall. And I walked right in. I'll never forget the look on the recruiter's face. And I walked right in and said, I'm joining the Marines. He was like, "What? Excuse me? What? I want to be a Marine. It's time." That's drastic, but I knew I needed it. The American voter needs it. I want to play you something. This is actually out of California, but it's coast to coast, as you'll hear. This is the owner, small business owner. I'm not even going to call out his name, although I think they do in the clip if I remember right, but listen to what he says.
Caught on camera at a local construction company in LA's Glassell Park. Several thieves are involved, and tonight that owner tells us he's frustrated.
This whole strip has been broken to. Our neighbors have broken to four times. These guys just got broken to 2 months ago. What are we supposed to do? We're a small construction company.
Ryan Bagley, the latest victim on this Glassell Park street, to get burglarized by several thieves. So many, it's hard to count. As you watch them file into and out of Bagley's business, Delta Construction and Electric.
They smashed into our gate over there, smashed their gate into here. 15 dudes come pouring in.
The getaway car, this blue Kia Soul, Bagley says, was stolen from...
Just want to pause for a quick moment. What kind of self-respecting criminal uses a Kia Soul as a getaway car? Anyway, go on.
LAPD's impound yard.
The cops just knew that it was from the LAPD impound because of the chalk mark on the window. Stole six of our guitars, a bunch of studio mics and stuff like that. They stole a bunch of tools. I came in ready to rustle them out of there and just be like...
Michael just told me it's because Kia Souls are easy to steal. That makes sense. You probably just need a screwdriver and some duct tape.
You know, I wanted to at least take down a few of them.
His business now boarded up, and Bagley is fed up with the break-ins and elected officials.
I voted for Karen Bass. I voted for Biden. I voted for Gavin Newsom. I'm sick of it. It's like at some point you have to give me a reason to vote for you again. Or just do our jobs.
I voted for Karen Bass. I voted for Gavin Newsom. I voted for Joe Biden. And I'm sick of it. And I want to be clear. I welcome this human being onto our side. I welcome this gentleman into our side. I want to make sure that I'm clear about that before I go into what I'm going to say. But here's his problem. His business got broken into. He's going through a horrible financial difficulty. And he's blaming Karen Bass, Gavin Newsom, and Joe Biden. But here's the problem, buddy. You're the problem. You. Your conduct. How you vote. You are the problem. But I voted for Joe Biden. Yes. That's the problem. Here's a headline. Eric Adams' approval rating drops to 28%, the lowest ever recorded for a New York City mayor. Quote, a real sense of worry. That's from the New York Post. Okay. New Yorkers are unhappy with Eric Adams because Eric Adams is doing all the things he campaigned on? Why are you unhappy with Eric Adams? He did everything that you should have known he was going to do. If you continue to vote Democrat, I don't want to hear any more about how disappointed you are when everything around you burns. And this is not, look, this is me. This is not some robust defense of the GOP. Gotta go Republican. They're so great, guys. The GOP sucks. I know that. Completely feckless and cowardly and useless. I know that. I get all that. But if you still go into the voting booth and you hammer that Democrat thing every time, after all, that's what I've always done. My mom always voted Democrat. Well, Daddy always told me we were Democrats. I am fresh out of sympathy. If you are a business owner and the street animals are pillaging your business and you vote Democrat every time, you deserve it. It's your fault. You deserve to get robbed. You do. If you are a Democrat walking the streets of New York City right now, and your wife gets stabbed on her way home from work because some piece of trash got sprung from prison early, don't get mad at the piece of trash. Don't get mad at Alvin Bragg. Don't get mad at Eric Adams. You voted for it. It's your fault. It is time to look in the mirror and take ownership of the losers you vote for every single time. And I will agree with almost every bad thing you have to say about Republicans, but the people you vote for every time are evil. Most of these people are demonically evil. That's how bad it is. Ah, I voted for it, and I'm mad. Be mad at you, pal. You just got a 0.0 your first semester of college, and I'm sorry, Joe Biden isn't to blame. You are the one to blame. Own it. Accept it. All right? All right. All right. It's time. The House voted to censure Jamal Bowman. Before we get to that, I'm going to praise somebody I dislike. Now, first, let's talk about something. Ladies, I want to talk to you specifically here for a moment. Chalk. Male vitality stacks are well known on this show from Chalk. But female vitality stacks I don't talk about enough, and that's my fault. But you should know the results can be flat out miraculous in your life. When you start introducing natural herbal supplements in your life, whether you're 20 or 80, you are going to experience something so much better. How you feel. You can't put a price on feeling good every day, all day. Are you tired of being run down and in the dumps by 2 p.m, ladies? Female Vitality Stack. It's sitting right there, and it's Christmas special time. Get this for your mom, wife, husband, whatever. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse gets you Christmas sales specials across the website. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Ladies, it's a whole new world. Go embrace it. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. I think we might even end up taking some phone calls next hour on the show. Don't quote me on that yet. We're going to see how much of this stuff I can get to, but that's how great of a mood I'm in now. But Chris, don't shake your head. Now, I'm going to do something that's difficult for me, for all of us, but I'm going to compliment, in a way, somebody I don't like. Now, you remember when we were talking about George Santos earlier this week? George Santos is that New York congressman who just got kicked out of Congress. Republicans, Democrats came together, decided he was just too icky for that really, really, really upstanding body of people, and they kicked him out of there. And you remember what we talked about? About how we can't artificially reduce our numbers at a time like this. That's crazy to think we could. It's crazy. And you know how we've talked about anti-communism before, about how we have to be not people who don't stand for anything, but we have to be willing to accept new recruits into our movement, ones with warts. We'll put it that way. Ones with warts. And let's talk about this in a broader scale for what it's going to mean for us in the future. And this is going to come back to the GOP debate to last night. Just stay with me. But what do we call Trump on this show? What is Trump? He's a system disruptor. Whether you love or hate him, stop. I don't care. I don't need any emails about that. Ah, he's the best. Ah, he's the Antichrist. I don't care. He's a system disruptor. The system, the evil system we have in place. They hate him. They decided he was going to upset the apple cart. And so that's why he's currently being destroyed. Financially, freedom-wise, everything. He's a system disruptor currently being destroyed by the system. And what have we said is going to come after Trump? Whenever Trump's done, when they're done tearing him up, what's after Trump? Is that it? Is the America First movement or whatever you want to call it, is it done after Trump goes away? No, that's historically not how it works at all. You see, Trump rose because the American people had an appetite for somebody like Trump. Well, you can kill Trump, send him to prison, destroy him financially. You do whatever you want to do to him. Send him to the moon, for all I care. Another one will rise because the people want him to rise. And here's the thing about that. And this is something that I don't like to think about. And it's probably something you don't like to think about. You're probably in agreement with me so far, right? There will be another one. Another one will rise. The one that's going to rise next, and the one after him, and the one after him. We like to view these system disruptors, at least I do. I shouldn't point to you. Me. I like to view these system disruptors as being noble. Warriors for the cause, not saints, right? I don't need a saint over there. I don't need somebody that brushes his teeth five times a day. I don't care if he cusses, whatever. But I look, Franco. We talked about Franco earlier. That's kind of what we picture when we picture the next system disruptor, right? A patriot, maybe even in uniform, doing what he can do to save America. But here's the real truth. The real truth is, the next system disruptor and the one after him and the one after him and the one after him, they're going to probably be really ugly and they're going to have warts and they're going to have things about them that aren't good and maybe even things about them that are flat out disqualifying for you or disqualifying for me. Yet we are still, because of where we are, probably going to have to use these guys for our purposes. Remember, even the ones we dislike, are they're all rental cars. The ones you like, the ones you dislike, they're all rental cars. We're going to have to use people we don't like sometimes. I have been very honest with you about my feelings on this Vivek guy. I believe me, I know he's saying all the right things. And I'm going to get to a couple of those things and compliment him here in a minute. I don't trust Vivek as far as I can throw him. Like 5 minutes ago, Vivek was pro-lockdown, pro-vaccine, these great positions he takes today. It doesn't even take very much digging. You can find him taking the exact opposite position, not even ancient history-wise, like last year. I think he's a snake oil salesman who's lying to you. He listens to shows like this one, goes on social media, figures out what the GOP base wants to hear, and then he gets out and says those things. So because of that, I don't trust him at all. I don't believe that he believes the things he's saying. Nevertheless, Vivek has already and probably will continue to do things that are beneficial, to say things that are beneficial, to move the Overton window our direction by saying things others aren't willing to say. He's not trying to win. He's trying to be part of Trump's cabinet. So it does give him the freedom to say more things than other people. But we can use him. I'll put it that way. I will give you a great example of this. I'll give you a great example of that in just a second. Maybe the thought of complimenting Vivek, maybe it does it for you. Maybe it makes you feel icky. Well, that's fine if it makes you feel icky. All that means is this is another opportunity for you to shower and then use your Mai Tais. You see, I know that by now you've already purchased your Mai Tais, right? Because you're not going to let the 50% off sale go away, which it's going to go away. Get your Mai Tais. They really are the greatest towels ever. And when you can get a 6-piece towel set of the greatest towels ever for $29.98, man, you dive on a deal like that, especially at Christmas time. You can upgrade to the designer premium line for just $20 more, but take advantage of these blowout sales from MyPillow when they come, because as you know, I've been talking about them for a long time. They come and they don't last forever, and then you're gone and you missed out. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse. All right? MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, you can email your questions into jesse@jessekellyshow.com for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow. Get those questions emailed in right now. Back to the GOP debate last night. As I said, I don't like Vivek. I don't trust Vivek. Vivek is saying things that need to be heard, attacking people who need to be attacked. And I, as an anti-communist, am willing to accept another rental car for a time. Vivek went after Nikki Haley in a very real way last night, in a way that has these foreign policy fear-mongering experts quaking today. And I can dislike him all I want. This is a valuable attack that gives normal people ammo.
And I think those with foreign policy experience, one thing that Joe Biden and Nikki Haley have in common is that neither of them could even state for you three provinces in eastern Ukraine that they want to send our troops to actually fight for. Look at that. This is what I want people to understand. These people have, I mean, she has no idea what the hell the names of those provinces are, but she wants to send our sons and daughters and our troops and our military equipment to go fight it.
Dislike him all you want, and I do. That's a valuable attack. That's an attack the American people need to hear. And let's pause on this for a moment on the Nikki Haley thing. I will come back to the Vivek thing. I'm not being distracted. Just let's stay on this for a second. The Nikki Haley thing. Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley is thrilled about Jamie Dimon wanting to support her.
When it comes to people like Jamie Dimon and others, I'm thrilled that they want to support us. We'll take all the support we can.
It is interesting that Nikki Haley, so just connect a couple dots with me here. Stay with me. Just stay with me. This is it's going to be very simple. So Nikki Haley is famous for, as we just heard, she's famous for wanting endless American dollars, blood, ammunition in Ukraine. Of course, we have to do it. We have to do it. Putin will take over the world if we don't. That's Nikki Haley's position. Ever since Nikki Haley took that position, Jamie Dimon, he is the head, this is important to remember, he's the big cheese at J.P. Morgan. Jamie Dimon has come out and said, we need to back Nikki Haley. So Nikki Haley says, boy, we need more money in Ukraine. Let's stay in Ukraine. And 5 minutes later, Jamie Dimon comes out and says, wow, this Nikki Haley's dynamite. I've pulled a little something directly from J.P. Morgan's website. Quote, a delegation from J.P. Morgan traveled to Kyiv earlier this month to meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky, reaching an agreement to advise the country on its efforts to rebuild and re-energize its economy. Under the terms of the agreement, J.P. Morgan will be providing its expertise in restructuring strategies, sovereign credit ratings, asset management, blah, 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 a bunch of other things. It will also identify opportunities to help Ukraine establish close economic connectivity to Europe, as well as create an entity that can direct and safeguard investments from official and private sectors to facilitate trade flows. What did you just hear? What did I just read? Well, let me explain it to you in normal person's terms, because that was a bunch of financial gobbledygook. J.P. Morgan is officially in the Ukraine business. J.P. Morgan has recognized an opportunity. You see, J.P. Morgan steps in, and what they essentially become is one of the major private brokers for Ukraine. They're the ones having these deals get made. We're going to get these billions from this country to build you this, and these trillions from them and get you that, and we'll get millions from them to get you here. Don't worry, we're here, J.P. Morgan, taking care of these things for you. Taking care of those things for them, for a fee, of course. This is all going to come with contracts, government and otherwise, contracts that will enrich J.P. Morgan beyond belief. You want to talk about a great example of how the system works. Nikki Haley can't name three provinces in Ukraine, but she says repeatedly that we need to be there without end. She then gets the backing of a finance giant who would line his own pockets if we keep sending endless money to Ukraine. Now, do you have some small idea of why the Biden administration is pushing so endlessly hard for us to stay there?
If Putin takes Ukraine, he won't stop there. It's important to see the long run here. He's going to keep going. He's made that pretty clear. If Putin attacks a NATO ally, if he keeps going, and then he attacks a NATO ally, where we've committed as a NATO member that we defend every inch of NATO territory, then we'll have something that we don't seek and that we don't have today. American troops fighting Russian troops. American troops fighting Russian troops if he moves into other parts of NATO.
Foreign policy fear-mongering again. If we don't sink endless money into Ukraine, Americans will die. Of course, it always comes back to that. Anyway, that's my Nikki Haley thing. Back to Vivek. He had a lot to say last night that was valuable for people to hear. Does he believe these things? Well, no, of course not. He's written polar opposite of these things and written about it recently. But that doesn't matter. This rental car is saying things people need to hear.
That is this climate change agenda that is shackling this country like a set of handcuffs. I said it the first debate and I stand by it. The climate change agenda is a hoax because it has nothing to do with the climate. That's what we have to see. 98% reduction in the climate disaster-related deaths in the last century. 8 times as many people are going to die of cold temperatures this year than warm ones. And if you thought COVID was bad, what's coming with this climate agenda is far worse. We should not be bending the knee to this new religion. That is what it is. It is a substitute for a modern religion. We are flogging ourselves and losing our modern way of life, bowing to this new god of climate, and that will end on my watch.
Thank you, Ambassador Haley.
That's coming up.
Michael, producer Michael said as we were listening to Vivek there, it sounds like he's been listening to you. Well, yes, that's what Vivek does. Vivek listens to talk radio, watches things, pays attention to social media. And because he doesn't believe these things, he just simply regurgitates them and they resonate with people. He had another thing that was really important to say. It got Van Jones's panties in a big wad. Vivek came out and said this.
The real enemy is not Donald Trump. It's not even Joe Biden. It is the deep state that at least Donald Trump attempted to take on. And if you want somebody who's going to speak truth to power, then vote for somebody who's going to speak the truth to you. Why am I the only person on the stage, at least, who can say that January 6th now does look like it was an inside job, that the government lied to us for 20 years about Saudi Arabia's involvement in 9/11? That the great replacement theory is not some grand right-wing conspiracy theory, but a basic statement of the Democratic Party's platform. That the 2020 election was indeed stolen by big tech. That the 2016 election, the one that Trump won for sure, was also one that was stolen from him by the national security establishment.
Now, you can love or hate Vivek. Those are accurate comments he just made, and it's valuable to have somebody out there as a chaos agent. I said this before when Matt Gaetz was blowing up the house and got Kevin McCarthy bounced. Matt Gaetz is running for governor of Florida. That's what that thing was all about. It wasn't some noble cause for America. He's running to be governor of Florida. That's it. Nevertheless, that was a valuable thing he did. Whatever his motivations are, doesn't really matter. If they're rental cars, and they are, I appreciate them saying these things. I appreciate him saying things people need to hear. Now, that brings us to the question. Maybe the ultimate question. A question that actually me, Jewish producer Chris, and Michael, we were debating this during the last break. If he doesn't believe, if I'm right, and he doesn't really believe any of these things, does it matter? Do you care? Do I care? Should we care? Well, the answer to that is complicated. We'll talk about that in just a moment before we do this. Before we do that, you know what is not complicated? Buying Christmas gifts for Dad this year. Or your husband this year. You know why? Because Mantis X made it easy for us. Ladies, there's no more hand-wringing. And look, you can buy these for the woman shooter in your life too, but Mantis X took all the stress out of it. They don't just have one product at Mantis X. They have many products at Mantis X, and they all will help you shoot better Whether you are a beginner or a seasoned pro, you get to practice in the comfort of your home. You get feedback. You realize that? They're making you better. They're improving your technique, putting you through drills. There's no more stress needed. Buy Mantis X for dad, hubby, wife, daughter, and they will love you for it. I know Christmas sucks to buy for dudes for. That's probably not the way I want to put that, but you understand what I mean. Go to MantisX.com and take the stress out of it. MantisX.com. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart and Google and Spotify and iTunes. On iTunes, you need to be leaving 5-star ratings after you subscribe and then leaving review comments talking about how handsome I am. Now, let's wrap up this whole Vivek talk we were just having. I made my points on him clear. Does it matter if he doesn't really believe? If this all is just a big snake oil scam, he's just repeating whatever he hears on talk radio because he knows that's what people want to hear. Does that matter? Well, it does and it doesn't. And this is what I mean. If we're running a camp, we're going to battle with the other side. All right, we're the Romans and we're getting ready to square off a bit against the German tribe. And we have a big Roman camp, right? And somebody shows up at our tent door one day. Hey, I'm one of the Germans. I'm one of the German leaders. I know I was fighting really hard against you guys for a while, but I want to join you, the Romans, and help out. Are we going to let him in? Yes, we will. We want to win, right? He probably has valuable intelligence. No matter what, we don't want to reject help. We will probably let him in. But that doesn't mean we're going to trust him looking at our battle plan, right? Doesn't mean we're going to trust him. Your central belief system, if you want to lead our anti-communist movement, whoever you are, whatever your name is, your central belief system does matter. And the reason it matters is once you step in there, once you step into that DC swamp, you're going to be tested and you're going to face unending amounts of pressure. And if your instincts, if your principles, if your beliefs, if your values, whatever you want to call them, if they don't align the right way, you're going to end up doing wrong simply based on the pressure. I'll give you a great example of this. Do you remember Trump's bump stock ban? You remember the Vegas shooting? That horrible shooting in Vegas that, of course, the FBI never could solve, mysteriously. Anyway, they couldn't solve that Vegas shooting. But that Vegas shooting was awful. All those friggin' people dead. And immediately the headline said, oh, bump stock, he was using bump stocks. But 5 minutes later, Donald Trump, the Republican president, sits down and signs a bump stock ban as an executive order. The gun-loving right, the gun-loving portion of the right, maybe that's you, freaked out. People who don't care about guns didn't care, but the gun-loving portion of the right freaked out. What? What? Why is a Republican president restricting our gun rights? What's going on? Well, what really happened there? Doesn't matter whether you love or hate it. What really happened there? Well, Donald Trump doesn't know guns, doesn't care about guns. Donald Trump's a New Yorker, has no experience with guns whatsoever. So when he was faced with signing off on a ban for something, well, he didn't feel strongly enough about the Second Amendment to oppose something like that. So he signed it. The lack of a belief system there burned us. So does the fact that Vivek, does the fact that he really doesn't believe any of this crap, does it make me wary of him? Oh, for sure. For sure. We still use him as far as he can take us. But oh, I'll always be wary. Now, speaking of being wary, you should be wary of the system and its ability to smash people and bring people to heel too. And it's fascinating watching them right now bring one of the street communist scum to heel. Yesterday, there was a vote. There was a vote to censure, essentially slap on the wrist, Jamal Bowman, New York's very own Jamal Bowman. Why? because he left an official proceeding and pulled a fire alarm in order to disrupt the official proceeding. Here was Mike Johnson presiding over the censure vote yesterday.
On this vote, the yeas are 214, the nays are 191. The resolution is, with five present, the resolution is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
Okay, what does that actually mean? Well, Jesse, what's it mean to censure? It means nothing. Look, it's official. He will officially go down as somebody who was censured by the House. What does it actually mean beyond that? Not really anything. It's like a demerit on your report card in school or something along those lines. But here's what you're going to see now. You're going to see Jamal Bowman be brought to heel. Remember the two different divisions of communists. There always have been and always will be. There are elite communist scum. Those are the leaders. They're almost never true believers, but those are the leaders of the movement. They get fat and wealthy and powerful off the movement. That's the elite communist scum. And then there's the street communist scum. Those are all the street animals out there looting and vandalizing and murdering and protesting and gluing themselves to the roads and things like that. They are the true believers. They will really never hold power. They'll, in fact, be smashed in the end. But will use their the communists will use their animal-like nature until that point in time to gain more power for themselves. On occasion, though, it's rare, but it does happen, a street communist scum will move on to be an elite communist scum. He'll make the transition. Jamal Bowman has been a street communist scumbag for a long time. It's horrible. He got elected, though. Now he's an elite communist scum. But the thing is, he's used to being a street animal and acting like a street animal. A communist street animal, you've seen something like the feminists would do or the LGBTQ rage mob or something. It would be second nature for them to go pull a fire alarm to blow up some kind of official proceeding. That's something they would do. So Jamal Bowman gets elected to Congress. That's just how he thinks he can still conduct himself, like one of the street animals. He was censured. We know now that he was pulled into Hakeem Jeffries. Hakeem Jeffries is the leader member of the Democrats in the House. We know he was yanked into his office. Democrats, unlike Republicans, keep things close to the vest. So all we know is it was a very private lecturing. But what you will see now is not necessarily the mellowing of Jamal Bowman, but the system is going to make sure they shave off those rough edges. And if he refuses, he's going to get bounced from the House. Never, ever, ever are the street communist scum allowed to create problems for the elite communist scum. The streets think they're in charge. They're never in charge. The elites are actually in charge. Now, speaking of New York, one of the highest abortion areas in the country, New York City. You know that that's where preborn focuses, the high abortion areas. They don't go to areas, 99% of us are pro-life anyway. They wade right into the lion's den, right into the places where there are lines of women to go get abortions. And that's where preborn sets up their clinics. These clinics are wonderful places where these scared young women, if we can get them in the door, they will get a free ultrasound. Then they'll choose life. Then they'll get the care they need, whatever that care is, whether it's diapers or substance abuse classes. And they're matching your gift right now, your tax-deductible gift. Preborn.com/Jesse, whether it's $28 for an ultrasound or $20,000 and fund the whole network. Preborn.com/Jesse. Your gift is being matched, so do it. Tis the season, right, of life and of hope. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. 2 hours left. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.